Shrink your Christmas bill at Dunn Stores with 20% off wine and champagne. Delicious free-range Irish turkeys for just £39.99. 20% off our unsmoked centre-cut Irish ham. And a selection of vegetable side dishes like seasoned roast potatoes with herb butter and Brussels sprouts with bacon pieces are mix and match any two for €5.50. Plus, with our 10.50 grocery voucher, you save even more. Dunn Stores. Make Christmas for everyone. Terms and conditions apply. Voucher can be used on next grocery shop of €50 or more. Voucher excludes alcohol. Please drink sensibly.
Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
Hey, we have a great show for you guys. Oh, Stephanie Haram. She told us this. Oh, my gosh. You got to listen to it. But Stephanie's kids switch schools. And yesterday was their first day at the new school. Friday it was bye-bye at the old school.
But first, let's talk about OxyClean.
You know what, Lynette? My kids are kind of stinky. I'm just keeping it real.
Yeah, mine too.
So what I have to do is when I wash their clothes, I really need something that fights the odor, fights the sweat, fights those hormones, those teenage hormones. And what I use is OxyClean odor blasters. OxyClean odor blasters are like the perfect solution when your home basically starts smelling like the gym.
That's
perfect. The clothes, they're on the couch, it's the socks, it's the sweatshirts that they wear for like 8 days straight.
I know that smell very well.
Till the sweatshirt could basically walk away by itself.
Right.
Yeah. So work your magic with OxyClean odor blasters and save. You can visit OxyCleanCoupons.com right now, where a coupon is waiting just for you. These OxyClean odor blasters make the kids' clothes smell like new. So do it today.
Do you think bananas are healthy? Think again. I'm Dr. Stephen Gundry, best-selling author of the Plant Paradox series, and on the Dr. Gundry podcast, you're going to learn the foods to eat and the ones to avoid to lose weight, boost your energy, and feel your most vibrant, active self this year. You'll also learn simple tips from the world's top experts on health and nutrition. Plus, you'll discover the truth about calories, how running could actually be hurting your health, and why fat won't make you fat. Subscribe now to the Dr. Gundry podcast on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts. Because I'm Dr. Gundry, and I'm always looking out for you.
Made a decision. I'll face the sunniest side head on. I had a vision of what it might be like to reach the excellence.
What's up, everybody?
Hey.
It's For Crying Out Loud.
Sure is.
What's up?
Sure the fuck is. Let's start by saying hi. I can't speak this morning.
Me neither. Good luck, everybody. We're not just this show, but Friday show and Patreon.
Exactly. We're here for all three of them right now. So,
right.
Let's say hi to Valerie, hit it out of the park, and Kelly, Luther Vandross, and Hiro Yamashita.
Mm-hmm.
No joke there. No joke.
No, we're not going to say that anybody's a hero.
We're not. Or a hero ain't nothing but a sandwich. None of that is happening. Krista, get the strap. Colleen, Skater Girl, Gabby and Missy. Deep undercover this
week. Yeah, they are.
Stephanie Stinker Rinker, Ishan Vajpay. Rebecca Lupin. I turn into Adam Sandler every time I do that. Kelly Brandt.
Yep. She's got a tic-tac.
Mm-hmm. Michelle McKibben, she's a sweetheart. Amy is kind of a... Erin Land.
Ho. Oh.
Alicia Escalante. And Boomer Savalas or whatever. Boomer.
Psoriasis.
Yes. Psoriasis.
Psoriasis.
Leslie.
Why do you stop it?
Delta variant. Carrie.
Why are you so very bitchy, Carrie?
Yeah, Polly, love your pancakes. Athena Ginchard, holy shit, I forgot to tell you.
What? What's
that bitch do? Athena sent us some perfume, makeup, she sent us a whole box of products from Nordy's, and I forgot to bring it in.
Oh, damn it.
Oh, my God, Athena.
Thanks, Athena.
I will bring it next week.
Send it to me, Athena.
I saved it all in the box she made. She did three for you, me, and Cecily from Bird AF.
Oh, that's very sweet. Thank you, Athena.
So sweet.
That's really sweet.
Thanks. Also, Elizabeth Williamson, why don't you send us some makeup?
Or a kid.
Send us a kid. Jacob Crowley, so growly. Sandra Green, we love her.
Yeah.
Amy Donovan lives in her van. Amy lives in her van. Randy Mae Ames, got too many names. Yeah. Liz is so sassy. Yep. Love her. Mm-hmm. Amanda and Casey, they haven't said anything about me roasting them for their lack of Zoom skills.
Right. Okay.
You got to be in front of – you sit in front of your computer.
Is that how it works?
Not on your couch 10 feet away.
Is that what they do?
Yeah.
What the fuck, bitches?
Remember, that's my whole complaint was that I went to their birthday, and saw a great singer, but they were sitting way off in the back, so nobody was on camera. Oh. None of their friends were on camera.
So they're lazy is
me.
What you're saying.
It was me on camera going, hey, big fan of you, Ellis Paul. Like, I was super excited. I was literally maybe the only one on camera.
Right.
It was embarrassing. Jennifer Falls and Jennifer Shelton, love you both.
Yeah.
One of you spells your name with one N and one with two.
Okay.
Try to figure out which one. And Sarah Stefano.
Yes, my paisan.
It has been.
Don't fuck it up. Bye.
Just kidding. That's our show. That is our show, everybody.
Yes.
Lynette.
Yes, Stephanie.
All right. I said this on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you did? You already leaked it?
I leaked it on Facebook, but that's a small percentage of the people actually listen to our
show.
That's
true.
I made a parenting decision that has caused me so much anxiety that I've been really wishing I still drank. I mean, God would forgive me if I had, you know, smoked a fatty during this time. Now, that would make me more anxious.
Yeah, it would. Yeah.
Yeah. And so John has the non-THC CBD.
Yeah, gummies.
No, just like drops.
Oh, yeah.
And he's run out. He was like, God, we picked the worst time for me to have run out of.
Why did you guzzle
bottle? I used too much on our car trip to San Francisco.
Oh. Hey, does it work? How'd it feel?
Good? I don't know. It could be a placebo.
Yeah.
How do I know? He says it helps with back pain.
Yeah, it does.
I think I was more mellow. I didn't yell at anybody or go, slow down.
Right.
But I also sat in the back the whole time.
That's true.
So that I couldn't see. I was like a horse with blinders on.
Yeah.
I had the headrest of the front passenger seat in my face. Like I didn't sit in the middle because then I could see out the front window.
No, right.
So I sat and made myself so that I couldn't see.
Right. Right
so
behind
it. So it deactivated my startle reflex.
Right.
To be brake lights.
That's good. Smart.
Right?
Yes. Yeah. Breakaway. Smart.
Yeah. So, okay. So, school.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's a lot of tentacles to this story, but I'll try to tell the direct story first. But everybody who listens to this podcast for years has been like, Stephanie, take your kids and put them in a big public school so that they can make friends and find their people.
Like, they tell you that, huh?
They say it on the Facebook group. They private message me. They go, what are you doing?
Right.
Stop with these small independent charters and put your kids at a bigger school so they can find friends.
I thought, right. I was thinking that a while back, if they went to a bigger school like Cleveland, I don't know if that school still goes. Suzanne went there.
So my kids are still in middle school. So that's
That's high school.
No, yeah. And Cleveland has a great magnet for high school. They call them the core babies.
Right.
If anyone lives in the area. It's a humanities program.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, that's a high school. The point is, middle school, you're kind of fucked no matter what. It's the worst. As I've told you.
Yeah.
When I was growing up. And I went to middle school, which was called junior high.
Right, me too.
Why did they change
it? I don't know. And it was
what? It's not broke.
I know. Like, right. And it was 7th grade, 8th grade, and 9th grade, not like freshman, junior, senior.
So ours was – so
we never had any of that. So that back was for college.
No, but when we were young, probably – maybe you just missed this, but elementary school went through 6th grade.
Right.
And then junior high was 7th and 8th where I lived.
Ours was 7th, 8th, and 9th.
Okay. A lot of people 10th, were like –
11th, 12th was high school.
Okay. Yeah. So I went to one that was just 7th and 8th, and it was – by far, the worst 2 years, the most traumatizing 2 years of my life.
Mm-hmm.
Very bullied. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was talking to John about it because, you know, I can't help. Like, sometimes your past makes you project onto your kids, like,
yes,
how you felt.
Right.
You know, so I am overly in touch with my kids' feelings about middle school because I was so – I wish my parents had taken me out of school, but it's just not something you did back then. You just were like, suck it up, buttercup.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're fine. You know?
My dad took me out of school. My dad took me – wait a minute. So 6th grade, I think, is when – or 7th. Anyway, remember I told you I went to like a Jamie Farr's son's
Yeah,
house.
The alternative school.
That was the house. That was
oh,
I would
he
go to
homeschooled
the, they
you.
Homeschooled me for like see fucked up education like for like a year because my dad didn't like the traditional high schools. He just did not like them. And then I'm supposed to go to Canonga Park High, and then that's when he sent me to the school by your the magnet school, Valley Alternative Magnet School.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so did it affect any like your report cards or anything that you were that Jamie Farr was your teacher? For a year, yeah. He's like, "Listen, I gotta shoot MASH. I'll be back as soon as I can. You kids,
yeah,
eat some pistachios.
Hot
make
lips.
Yourself comfortable."
It's our principal,
Loretta Swift, just comes walking in. What are you kids doing?
Right,
we gotta shoot a scene in here.
Yeah, oh, there are other names.
Vamanos into the backyard.
Right. Suicide was painless too back then. No, yes, I don't remember if it affected anything. I don't remember.
Right.
I just remember sitting at the desk and my little boobies were sitting on top of the desk.
Aww.
And I was looking down going, oh my God, I'm getting boobs.
Oh,
that's what
that's
I remember.
Funny.
That's all I remember. And I remember that Jamie Farr had a dog that was half, that was deaf and blind.
Oh.
Yeah. I was like, how the fuck does this thing live?
It's like like Helen Keller's Helen Keller just
right.
learning to you just pat its paw.
Yeah.
Spell things out.
Spell things out on the paw.
Do you want to go for a walk?
W's for walk. E is for eat.
Can you imagine you're like, well, you can't say give me your paw because it wouldn't hear you.
Right.
So you just take their paw
right.
and then you
just do a little braille on it. A little paw braille. Aw, cute.
Annie Sullivan comes over, teaches,
she teaches your dog. Puts the paw against her cheek. press the paw against your cheek. She sees you're smiling. Good dog. Good dog. Press the paw all around her face.
Oh, my God. Oh my God! I needed this. I needed this so bad, Lynette.
Yeah.
You don't understand.
I know. Okay. Yeah.
My stress level has been at a 15. This one goes to 11.
I hate that feeling. I know.
Oh my God. Okay.
So what happened?
So what happened?
What happened?
What happened is the kids. They're okay at school, but. At this particular school, so I had moved them, for all of you guys who are keeping up on my kids' schooling, which I talk about a lot.
Mm-hmm.
The small charter school where Elby went to and then went all the way through kindergarten through 8th grade really started sucking bad by the time my kids were going to go to 7th and 8th.
Right.
So I was like, no way am I sending them to that campus. So that's when I made the move to this other school, which I'm not going to mention the name, but it's really kind of a six of one, half dozen of another. It was just I thought it would be better because I'm scared. And my kids were like, we don't want to go to a big school. We're not used to that. So I was like, okay, what are you going to do?
Right.
Like,
right.
This school seems fine. I knew parents there.
Yeah.
As you guys remember, that one girl that outed Xander
was going there.
Right.
Anyway, but so they were there, and that's where Xander became very close friends with Lyle Crocodile.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Lyle Crocodile was moving schools to because mom, Anna, was like this because where she moved to. So she got an apartment. Remember, I told you all that. And she's so happy. And we all sent her stuff. She's so hooked up. She has a coffee maker.
Yeah,
and she's
awesome.
She's so happy. I mean,
I'm so grateful. I'm so happy.
Oh, my God. She almost cries every time she sees me. She's like, you don't understand. I'm like, I do. Everybody's just happy for you.
Yeah.
In fact, awesome. Xander's going over to Lyle's apartment today.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, to go, hey, after school. He's getting picked up. But anyway, Anna was like, dude, my apartment now is real far from the school the kids were going to. And she's like, I need to get a job. Mm. And I need Lyle to go to school near where his sister goes, so I can drop them off, go to work, pick them up in the same area.
Right.
It's adding a long time to my commute.
Yeah.
I was like, I understand, but please don't take Lyle Crocodile out of school. For my kid is going to not. So anyway, she does.
Right.
And then Xander was like, I do not have any friends at the school without.
And Lyle's already gone.
So hold on. So I talked to the mom. So then Xander's like, could I go to the school where Lyle's going to go? And it happens to be the school that a lot of kids from my neighborhood go to.
Oh.
And it's a feeder school for the school where Elby is.
Oh.
The high school where Elby is. It's kind of like a neighborhood school, but it's actually not quite in our district.
Right.
So we'd have to like apply to it. So I was like, well, I don't think so. It's not at it's not our home school. We can't just go there. School's already started. But then I was like, well, how's Lyle going to go there?
Yeah.
So I talked to the mom and she's like, well, this is how I applied, blah, blah, blah. So I was like, well, I should just call them and see if they have spots.
Yeah.
So I put in a call and the woman was like, well, here's what you're going to do. You're going to do an online application and here's how to do it. And I did it. Mm. Next day, she calls me. Okay, we have a spot for them. And I was like, wait, what?
Oh, wow.
And then Lyle got in too.
Okay.
So then she was like, I'm going to move him. So then I needed to ask Sadie. Now, Sadie.
Well, wait a minute. I don't think you told us why you wanted.
Well, okay. So
to move
where the school was so great during COVID when it was all online.
Right.
They are a school that got their shit together really fast and was doing Zooms all day with the teachers. And it was still a really dynamic. I was super excited that like I felt like we were getting a much better experience.
Right.
In person, here's what happened. The principal of the school quit at the very end of the year. I think she got burned out. She had a kid that she was never seeing. It was a lot. It's a lot to get these small independent charters like really going.
Right.
You don't have a lot of hands on deck. And I think she just got really burned out and was like, I can't.
Mm-hmm.
The assistant principal, who is not really officially an assistant, but she was like a counselor. Like she ran mock trial, all these fun things.
Love that.
That attracted me to the school. She also quit. She quit before the principal.
Mm.
So I was like, why couldn't they wait one more year? My kids had one more year. Can't you get burned out next year?
Yes.
Like, I knew they'd get burned out because these people were super energetic and working so hard that I was like, they're going to fuck themselves.
Uh-huh.
But just do it after my kids are done.
Yeah, right.
Like, slow down a little bit, not much.
Yes.
And then next year.
Right.
But no. So I was like, this is not good. Because now they hired like different – now there's different teachers. They hired a principal and they had – okay, you know what? I do have a Patreon.
Oh!
I do have a Patreon.
Woohoo! Okay.
I absolutely do.
Okay.
And that – it is about – for anyone who's tired of hearing about Xander, sorry. But it's about some other issues that were going on at the school, which – weren't not the reason why I took the kids out of school.
Okay.
Really, the reason why was because Sadie, who I think
has something going on with her,
mm-hmm.
learning-wise. I think she has some learning differences. Remember when we used to do an ad for CAP Educational?
Yeah.
Okay. She's been talking to me. She's so nice. Rachel Kapp.
Right.
And she has a Learn Smarter podcast, which I have been listening, binging on this morning. And then she had a doctor talking about like processing disorders. And
it's interesting.
Really interesting. It's one of the – it's like episode 163, I want to say, is a re-air of this woman who wrote a book about slow processing in kids. Kids that are bright but take longer to get things done.
What's the name of the podcast?
Learn Smarter. Yeah.
Okay.
She's an educational therapist and does ed therapy for kids. Anyway, she has heard me talking about what's going on with Sadie, and she recommended maybe me getting her evaluated. In the meantime, Sadie was really hating school.
Right.
But she always hates school. So I'm not going to base it on that.
Right.
But also, Xander was now telling me he's going to have no friends. And also, a big public school has access to way more services than these small independent charters. Mm-hmm. So, but now I had to get to see if my kids were on board.
Right.
Now, Xander is like, oh, Lyle Crocodile is going there? Yeah, I want to go. Can I go?
Right.
And Sadie was like, I don't know.
Yeah.
But so I didn't push. I was just like, it's a big change. I understand. It's going to be stressful.
Right.
You know, I need you, if you're on board with it. And she was like, but Xander really wants to go. And I was like, it doesn't matter. Like, Xander will do what we decide as a family. So if you don't want to move schools, we're not going to move schools.
Mm.
But I think she did want to move schools. So anyway, she within like a I was like, think about it. And then she was like, I'm scared.
Yes,
but I
course.
Think I want to do it, too.
Uh-huh. That's
so
great.
It all happened in one day. It was a crap day. It was on
all
Friday.
All happened in one day?
Because
they
called. Once they offer you a spot, you have to kind of decide
right.
if you want it or they move on to the next person on their wait list.
Right.
So I took the spots. Then I had to enroll them. You know,
you
have to go find all their stuff
like
you got to upload their birth certificate and proof of residency.
Oh,
and it's like
times two.
Times two kids, full applications, go get all their transcripts, get their immunization records. Like, I had to do it all.
That makes my head want to explode. Jesus.
Yeah.
This was last Friday?
This was Friday. So I get it all done, and they're like, okay, they need to start Monday. Because,
oh, my God. I would have anxiety.
Oh, my God. Lynette,
I was
jumping out of my skin all day long. And then I had to go to their school and be like, hey – so I'm unenrolling them. You know what I mean?
Right.
And which was fine. But so then they had to say goodbye that day.
Oh,
like,
God.
I was like, guys, it's your last day. Came and picked them up a little bit early. I was like, turn in your Chromebook.
Right.
Peace out. Give your teachers a hug that you like.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
And then we left. And then Monday morning, we had to go. Sit with the counselor, figure out what classes they're going to have.
Ugh.
And here's the thing. Oh, we need to do an ad. Okay. Well,
let's do an ad
and then we'll tell you about their first day of school.
Okay.
Which, spoiler alert, was fucking horrendous.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Everything's going to be fine.
Everything.
I've gotten no texts from them thus far today. Today's day two. Okay. But you know what is great?
Mm-hmm.
Good RX.
Yep.
So getting the care you need to stay healthy, it shouldn't be hard or expensive. And here's the thing. I'm going to go, I don't need this.
Ooh.
Sometimes lots of medications are not covered by insurance.
Right.
And if you need to pay out of pocket, or sometimes even your copay on a prescription medication, I know this firsthand for many different meds that John's been on, that the kids have been on, they can be incredibly expensive. But GoodRx is you can compare prices for your prescription at every pharmacy in your neighborhood, and you will save up to 80%.
Wow!
If you go through GoodRx, it's free, it's easy to use, it's often cheaper than using your insurance or copay or even Medicare.
Wow.
So basically, you find it's a medical app. So you download the app, and then you put your medication into the app, and it will show you.
how to get it. It's a discount.
I'm gonna
do this. Not insurance. It can be used instead of insurance.
Wow.
Yeah. So start saving up to 80% on your prescriptions today. Go to goodrx.com/FCOL. That's goodrx.com/FCOL. goodrx.com/FCOL. And again, it's not insurance. It can be used instead of insurance. In 2020, GoodRx users received an average savings of over 70% of retail prices.
Also, you want to know what my favorite new refreshing beverage is?
Yep.
That's been a long time running now is Gold Peak Real Brew Tea. I got the sweet tea that I love. I got one at my Pasadena place, my one at home with the kids. I got a big jug of it. I got the little redesigned bottle ones that I give to Natalia, and she puts it – she keeps them in her workout bag. I give them to Sunny's lunch. The kids love the they love the sweet tea now. We all love sweet tea now. It's our new favorite. We love the lemonade and iced tea ones as well. They have unsweet ones, zero sugar, Georgia peach. It's summertime. It's hot. And this is what you're going to want to have in your refrigerator. So
my
refreshing.
Kids are obsessed.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So you can find yourself some Real Brew tea if you go look anywhere where you get your groceries. Look for Gold Peak Real Brew Tea and its new redesigned bottles. Wherever you grab your groceries, Gold Peak Real Brew Tea. Stay gold.
So, Monday morning.
Whapping. Yes, Monday.
Yesterday.
Monday.
This is why we're recording on Tuesday.
Yeah, yesterday. This was
so I text you and Kaylin and I go, listen, can we record on Tuesday? Because Monday they're going to be starting a new school and I need to go there with them. You can't send the dad to do that stuff.
No.
The default parent is the one who has to be there.
For sure. Absolutely.
In my mind, he doesn't know them.
Oh, horrible. Exactly.
He'll listen to this and he'll be like, how dare you? I'm joking, John. I'm joking. You know, he'll find the one episode
right.
where and I make fun of
yes,
him.
Yes, yes.
No, he's an amazing dad. He is super empathetic and worries about them as much as I do. But there's something about being the mom and the default
right.
parent. And he knows I'm the default parent where I know what's going – like I feel like I got to explain.
Right.
Let me explain.
Right. right. Exactly.
I am always like five steps away from being a Karen. You know what I mean? But you know what I mean? Like I'm always trying to reel myself in. That's I'm constantly like monitoring like, okay, have I overstepped? Am I like my special snowflake? You know?
Yeah.
Because you don't want to be the parent that's like, don't give a shit. Have a good day. Suck
no.
it. You'll figure it out.
Yeah.
You'll figure
you
it out.
No lunch. You're fine. Your friends will give you food. Right.
But you also don't want to be the parent that's like, I don't think you understand.
Yeah, I know.
Exactly. Sadie's very sensitive.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
You know.
Yeah.
More than other kids.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I mean, I have an IEP coming up again with now it's with the other one, Sunny. And of course, like. So I think we talked a little bit. I asked Adam to write something up. Right. So he gave it to me. So and I sent it off to the teachers and their counselors. Like, so since the dad's not going to be there, this is his input. So.
OK.
Yeah. Because I'm the default. Of course. Could you imagine if Adam was the default parent?
He'd be like, just listen to my podcast.
Yes,
you'll get it.
You'll
figure it
right.
out.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'll save it for my Friday episode.
Right. Right.
Garagos yeah. and I will bring it up. We'll
yeah,
talk,
yeah,
we'll
yeah.
get it done.
Yeah, yeah. We'll get her done. Right. Right.
Yeah, I can honestly tell you I am not the default parent. So there you
go.
I'm on the other side of that
what?
One.
You're not the default. No.
Yeah, no.
I am, again, like John, very involved and very emotional and love my kids very much, but yeah, I can't
right,
yeah,
right.
as involved as my girlfriend
yeah.
is.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
John will get upset if I think he doesn't know what's going on, but then he will literally be like, so what time does school start again?
Uh-huh.
And I'm like,
right.
Okay. So yeah. you see, or what time's pickup? Like if
right.
I go, you need to pick up the kids today. I can't do it. Oh, okay. What time again? And then if I go, John,
like
how do you not know what time to pick up? He'll be like, I do. I was just double checking.
Like, right. Right.
Yeah.
Kaylin, you don't take him to the doctor, the pediatrician. Or do you go with her?
When I can, I do. But it's always during work, and I always
yeah.
got to work.
Right. Yeah. Well, yeah.
But well, when I can, I do go with him.
Right. Well, I've been working a lot more, so John has had to be default in a lot of areas, actually.
Oh,
so
that's
there's certain
good.
Things that he kind of has been in charge of a lot more. But I think still I'm more comfortable being the one that's like going to talk to the counselor
right.
and get their classes in order.
Yes.
And, you know.
So how the hell? Okay. So,
Monday morning we get there.
Yeah.
And of course, because of COVID, it's hard as well because we don't have an LAUSD student number yet because it was like too early for them to assign them one. So we're not in, don't get it. Do you do daily pass?
Mm-mm.
A lot of the kids, they have a thing on their phone where they've filled out how they're feeling.
Oh, we have that.
They've been tested every week.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, we have that.
So they're not in that system yet. So we have to come in, show a negative test,
right?
Which we had because they'd gotten tested at their old school.
Right.
Anyway, we go in. We go meet with the counselor. Now we start getting their classes, but like they are completely overwhelmed already because they walk onto this campus and it's like kids everywhere.
Yes.
It's like when it's like an apartment in New York and you switch the lights on
right.
and there's cockroaches everywhere
right,
compared
right,
to like
right.
their old school was like the dark, no yeah, cockroaches.
Right.
And then it's like all of a sudden
yes.
kids everywhere
it's like a John
crawling
Hughes
out of
movie when you like walk onto the campus, the bell's ringing, kids are running everywhere. Yeah. It's
yes.
a big campus?
It's big. Yeah, it's really big.
Wow. Okay. And they're not used to that.
There's like 2,000 kids that go there for them, and it's just a middle school. So, you know, it's
Jesus
a lot of kids.
Christ.
It's a lot. Maybe it's 1,800.
That's
but
a lot.
I'm telling you, their old school was like 150.
Wow.
So they were just like.
Too.
And, of course, they were both like, they don't, neither one of them knew anybody except Xander knew Lyle.
Right.
But that's it.
Yeah.
And. Okay, so Xander, I knew was going to be in like their honors program.
Mm-hmm.
And Sadie gets really good grades. But, you know, as a parent, you're like, I don't know what she can handle because they've never been at a big school.
Yeah.
They've been at this like small, they were big fish in a small pond.
Right.
Now they're going to be small fish in a big pond.
Right.
They don't, and it's freaking already started eighth grade. So.
Yeah.
It's so hard to make a decision like
it's
that.
Tough. I can't even imagine. I mean, it's hard for you, but for those two, oh, hot on.
My feeling and John's feeling is that we're looking at endgame here. Endgame is that either they stay where they were, and it's like a mediocre year, and then they have to really start over at high school and not know a soul.
Yes.
Because none of those kids from their old school will go to their big public high school.
Right.
And they want to go to the big public high school where Elby goes.
Right.
So it's like ripping a Band-Aid off. It's like, okay, but if you start here where you still are going to get a little more coddled because it's still middle school, you meet some kids, you have like 8 or 9 months to like make a few friends,
yeah.
and then you'll have some people, you'll see kids
totally.
In your class in high school that you'll recognize.
Yeah, that's perfect. That's perfect. Yeah.
And our feeling is – that whatever's going on with Sadie learning-wise is going to be more apparent at a big public school where they can also help her.
Right, right.
Some people brought it up on Facebook. Like already – here's the good news. So we sit down with the counselor. We get Xander kind of situated and then we get Sadie situated. And then they send them to tour the school with – she told me a TA is going to walk them around school.
Nice.
Except for at this school – they're just students. They're just other eighth graders that are – they call them TAs.
They call them, yeah, we have that too. They call them something else. I don't know.
Well,
suckers maybe. I don't know what they call them. But they're the students take them around.
So it was just like red tape central where
right.
like – it's like, okay, you know, and I'm looking at Sadie and her head is spinning. And she goes in the counselor's office. We get her classes and then I put her in all these honors classes even though I don't know if she can – you know, if she's going to be able to keep up with that, then I'm sweating.
Are they in any of the same classes?
One class. They're in the same English class.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay.
They wanted to be in more together, but they weren't. Anyway,
right.
I got – Sadie doesn't know. So now the counselor's like, well, do you want to be in honors classes?
Yeah.
And Sadie's just staring at her.
Right.
And she's like, you got to want it. Like, it's going to be a lot of work and you've got to want to do it. But Sadie didn't want to be like – no thanks.
Right.
Not up for it.
Right.
Because I think she felt
put on the Sadie is a kid who always feels put on the spot.
Yeah.
You can ask her what dessert she likes and she'll be like, give me a minute. Like, right, I don't. Right. Why are you asking me? Right. Why am mm-hmm. I feel like yeah. you're shining a spotlight on me and I have to come up with a good dessert.
Right. Like, right.
Doesn't matter if the question is hard and meaningful or if it's just stupid. She feels yeah. like yeah. I need time. So now she's sitting in this counselor's office and things are moving fast. And the counselor's like, well, what do you want to do?
Oy.
Do you want to be in
the – Were and, you in there with her?
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
And I was like, well – and she's like, yeah, I'll be in the honors classes. So then, of course, afterwards, I am immediately kind of regretting it, second guessing.
Yeah.
Now 3 steps from being a Karen.
Right.
And like, I know I'm misusing thing. The word Karen, but no, I'm meaning it in the way of like that I right. think I'm special and entitled and I yeah, need to see I the know. Manager.
Right.
Because my kids are a little different and you don't understand them. And yeah, also, it's just anxiety and nerves. And
of
I was
course.
Like,
of course. Oh, my God.
Did I make a wrong decision? And is right. it going to impact her? Anyway.
Right.
So here's the worst part of the story. So TA, I'm doing air quotes. We're on a podcast, yeah. walks her around. I can already tell. I go with them to the student store. They have to get a PE uniform.
Oh, that's right.
And the counselor's like, they have to have a PE uniform. They're going to change every day for PE. They have to have a uniform. You got to get it today. I'm like, okay. So we go to the – I'm with her because I'm the one with the money mm-hmm. at the student store. Student store lady, you know, is like, yeah, we don't have any uniforms left. Like, oh, we got a one, like, off. Extra small. Like, that's it. Sorry. You got to wait till the shipment comes in. So the TA is like, do you know when the shipment is going to come in? She's in the 8th grade and yeah. she's very quiet.
Yeah.
And the lady's like, nope.
It's always the nice, sweet, quiet girls that are yeah. the TA, the volunteer to do it.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So the – who just gets run over right. by student right. store biatch. Right. Who's like, don't know. Can't yeah. tell you. God. Even if I could tell you, wouldn't tell you.
Right.
Bye.
Right. Fuck
so
off.
I'm like, okay, so I'm the mom. So mm-hmm. what does that mean? What's she supposed to wear to PE? And she goes, I don't know. Just.
Is this a student or an adult?
No, it's like an adult.
Oh, fuck you, lady.
But at this point, I can't be like making citizens arrests everywhere I go, right?
I got your number.
Yeah.
What's your badge number, bitch?
Right? It's yeah. like red tape everywhere. I feel like I'm in a Frogger video yes. game. It's like I can't.
I know.
I'm trying to navigate, help her, but also uh-huh. – and I am having such freaking Vietnam flashbacks to my own middle school where I was like – had dreams. If anyone's ever waited tables and then had dreams about like being in the weeds uh-huh. like for years after, that's yeah. how I was with middle school where I was like – would have dreams about not finding my classroom, not remembering where my locker is, all that anxiety.
Yes.
Now my kids have some anxiety too, especially Sadie.
Right.
So now Sadie's like – and here's the thing about Sadie. When she gets really anxious, she like unlike when LB gets really anxious, she starts panicking, right? Uh-huh. And it's all over her body and she's freaking out. Sadie gets really anxious, she shuts down.
Yeah.
She gets real quiet, really inward. It's like she's – John gets so worried about her because he's like she's despondent. Like she doesn't talk. Mm. She can't form like – a sentence or she just shuts down. It is like a computer that's just gone.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at Sadie and I'm seeing the shutdown starting to happen, but what can I do?
Right.
So I have to leave her. Now I got to go back to Xander who was taking a math placement test. Mm-hmm. So I go back. Meanwhile, I don't know what's happened to Sadie because she was on a tour, but I don't know if the girl
right.
left her
lost.
In a classroom.
Where, right.
It's big freaking campus. So yeah. she was supposed to get her textbooks, a locker, the PE clothes, etc. And then I guess deposit her in a classroom. Now she's not going to know where to meet Xander for right. like nutrition, how to find right. anybody ever
right.
again.
Right.
I don't
right.
know where I'm going to pick them up at the end right. of the day. There's like 8 different exits of the school. I mean,
it's a lot. So, and in a fast time.
So now I got to go back and meet Xander.
Right.
And help Xander get his classes.
Right.
And then get him situated.
Right.
So I do all that. And now I've lost track of Sadie for a while because she's been in a classroom, I guess.
Yeah.
Apparently she'd gone to PE and not known what was happening. I found out later. So anyway, I go back when Xander goes for his tour around the school. I tell the counselor lady, I'm like, hey, I don't know what happened to Sadie, and I would love for them to be able to meet up.
Right.
And she's like, I got you. Like, ooh. I'm going to write a note and have it brought to Sadie and tell Sadie to meet Xander in the library. So when you tell Xander to go meet his sister in the library for nutrition.
I see.
So I'm like hovering like a helicopter.
Right.
I'm like, okay.
You're calling for backup.
Yeah. I'm like, okay. Let's speak to Xander. Can I get a
who's got eyes?
A 20 on. Yeah.
Right.
Got eyes on Xander. I'm a.
Mayday, mayday, alpha, mega.
You know? So right. He's with his TA walking around.
Mm hmm.
Okay, so he, so now it's nutrition, and he's found Lyle, right. Lyle Crocodile.
Right.
He's found Lyle, and he's like has no interest in where Sadie is at this point. But I'm like, Xander, and I'm trying not to be that mom. I'm on all the kids. It's nutrition, and they're all crowded around, and I'm like, psst,
Xander, your sister's in the library. Can someone get a 20?
So Xander's not interested. He's like,
so you're hanging around and it's like nutrition time. And
well, because
kids are buzzing.
Yeah, right, because Xander at this point has not actually gone to a class.
Yeah.
He's just finished up with what he's doing.
Because
he spent 45 minutes taking a math test, which he failed. So now he's in honors math, but not in accelerated math.
Right.
It took 45 minutes to find
slow
out.
Slow down. You don't need to accelerate.
Exactly. Yeah. When I found out that that's what the placement test was, I was like, oh, good. Yeah, we dodged a bullet.
Right.
That's because she was like, I'm sorry, you're not going to be able to be in the accelerated, but you're just going to be in honors. And he was like, oh, yeah, that's more than fine.
Well, done and done.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. But so that was our more – had to wait for him in the library.
Right.
Meanwhile, while I was in the library, I backtracked. You know school librarians?
Yeah.
They're a type, right?
Yes.
Oh, my God. This bitch keeps walking over to me with, like, a clipboard, and she's like, hi, can you sit over there?
Oh, but buzz off.
There's 100 seats. Nobody's in this fucking library. And she's like, you give them a little juice, right?
I'm telling you. The juice. I know.
Oh, you're the librarian. Sorry.
Yes. Just like the store bitch. Yes.
Yes.
They all got their little fucking juice. And now they're going to fucking push you around, tell you what to do.
Yeah. It's obvious that I'm here with Xander.
Right. Because
we're the only two fucking people in the library.
Right.
And he's sitting at a computer taking a test. And I'm like nearby kind of looking at my phone. And she's like,
mom,
can you – I'm going to need you to write down your name and who you're here with and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, no, you don't.
I know.
And then I'm like, I'm okay, but I'm here with I'm not arguing with her. I go, that's fine. I wrote it down.
Right.
And she's like, who are you? What are you doing here? And I was like, she knows because she saw me with the counselor. I go, I'm with the counselor. I'm waiting for my kid to get done doing a placement test and then we're going to be going over his classes. All right. It's just that we have a lot of COVID protocols. And I was like, all right.
Fucking like, yeah, now because she waited for you to walk in, you know, she's probably bored to tears and now you're her project. Now she's going to follow you around.
100%.
Make sure you are doing what she wants you to do and adhere by her dumb fucking rules.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and she's one of those people that's also kind of talking to herself a little bit, but thinks it's cute. She's kind of a little dotty,
right,
you know, but
right,
she's
right,
just
right.
like, well, I've got to do the blah, blah, blah. I'm like, all right.
Yeah, I know.
Put some AirPods in so people can think you're not crazy.
Exactly.
But whatever.
Right.
I'm tense is what I'm trying to tell you. I'm like, I don't need this. I need like a nice, like some warmth.
Right.
Like, oh, this must be hard. Kid's first day.
Yeah.
I'm not getting that.
Exactly.
So now, Xander finishes. Okay. Now cut back to my story. I'm at nutrition.
Right.
All the kids are out. I'm standing there. Xander is like, my name's Paul. That's between y'all. I'm like, no, that's way between you also. She doesn't know anybody, mister. So then, but what I say is, do you want me to go to the library and get her and bring her out to you? And he's like, mom, would you?
Yeah.
And I go, okay. So I go back to the library and I walk in the door and there's Sadie sitting at a table by herself looking so, oh my God, I'm going to cry.
Adam.
Just looks up at me with these big eyes, like so scared, sees me and it's like, you know that where you like they're like, oh, you didn't abandon me. Like she had thought I was gone. She was so stressed. She gets up. I was like, come here. She gets up and she comes over and I put my arm around her and she just starts crying. Mm. And I was like, oh my God. And I just wanted to like leave.
Right.
I just wanted to be like, we don't have to do this. Shit. This is ridiculous.
Yes.
But I don't because I'm learning.
Yeah.
I'm trying. So I'm like, okay. I was like, everything's going to be okay. First days are so hard. Mm. And she's like, I don't know what's going on and I don't know where I'm supposed to go. And I was like, okay, all right, come here. Let's get you. Let me introduce you to some, Xander's over here. There's a couple kids around.
Right.
And you know, Lyle's there. So she comes over and then I'm standing with them for 1 second. I'm like, hey, Xander, okay, here's Sadie. And then this lady, you know, one of these older, like, ladies.
This fucking cast of character.
Yeah. Comes over and she's like, excuse me.
Excuse you.
Are you, are you a parent? And I said, yeah, I'm their parent. And she was like, well, you're not, parents are not supposed to be here. And I was like,
my God. Oh, my God. I was like, put a fucking foot up her ass.
I go, listen. I go, this is my kid's first day. They don't know what's going on. They're very upset. I'm just trying to, like.
Right.
And then in her defense, she was like, oh. She was like, oh, you guys are new? Okay. She's like, what's going on? Honey, where's your backpack? To Sadie.
Right.
And Sadie's like, looking. She's shut down.
Yes.
And she's not talking. And then the lady's getting a little bit like, where's your backpack? Mm. And she's like, in my locker. Where's your locker? I don't know.
Where's your locker?
So the lady's like, give me the piece. Do you have a piece of paper with where? And she's like, okay, I'm going to take you to your locker. We're going to get your stuff. I'm going to tell you where your next class is. But so, and then I left. I had to leave. Like, and then I prayed and I was like, and then I picked them up after school and they'd had a horrible day because they were very stressed.
Of course.
But we got through it. Like the afternoon, I took them for ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
I told them nothing's permanent. Like if it really, if shit goes real sideways in a few weeks, we can always go back.
Yeah. Yeah.
We won't. Right. But I'm just saying, I didn't want them to feel like that's it. You're done. And I was like.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it is going to, of course, the way everything came about, it's so hard, first of all, and then so hard to do that in such a short period of time, like wrap it up today, because Monday you're going to be at a new school. That's tough alone.
It's been a lot.
And then, yes, I mean, my God, poor kids. But I think that, so that was yesterday.
Yesterday.
Jesus.
I mean, my body is still like humming from stress. Do you know what I mean? I was and you know when you're just trying to control your responses to every – like I did not want to be like, oh, my God, your day was horrible. That's terrible.
Yeah,
and cry.
Right.
Even though I did cry after I got home I cried. I talked to John. I was like you know, like you want to take action, but I was like, there's nothing to be done until we have to give it a few days.
Right.
Anyway, let's talk about Hello Tushy.
Hello Tushy.
Now you have a lot of experience with Hello Tushy.
I have experience with Hello Tushy. You know why? Because Tushy is the modern bidet company that they make the bidets that you can just put onto your toilet seat. It's easy. And that's why we have it at our house, so I took one with me to my other place, and it was so simple to put on. So Tushy is the modern-day bidet for people who need it, okay? And you can keep yourself clean down there, washes your bum. You wash it's less irritating. It's easy to install, which is the best part. And it just attaches to the toilet in under 10 minutes. I did not need a plumber or there's no electricity that has to be connected to it. It's simple to do. And using a Tushy bidet reduces your toilet paper use by 80%. It's just it's just nice to have. Mm-hmm. It's great. They have a full product line to help make the restroom the best room. They have they have a Tushy Ottoman. It's a sleek toilet stool designed to help you poop at 100%. That's true. You need to you're supposed to put your feet up. You know, you're supposed to have elevated feet. That's a good idea. They have a toilet brush. My God. So You can start washing with a Tushy Bidet for a better clean you. Go to hellotushy.com/FCOL. You'll get 10% off plus free shipping. This is a special offer for our listeners at hellotushy.com/FCOL for 10% off. After you buy and install your Tushy, show it off and tag them at hellotushy on Instagram. So
also,
do that.
Yeah. Also, do you own or rent your home?
Yeah.
Yeah. I bet it can be hard work, but you know it's easy? Bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. And it's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. My God, go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com.
Wow. Yeah. So you haven't heard anything yet today?
No.
You dropped them off. How were they this morning?
You know, Sadie was stressed, but I think that I think day one was just especially harsh because they didn't know anything.
Right.
So today was also going to be hard because, like, Xander got a locker that was broken. It was sort of like Elby's experience all over again. Sadie couldn't get a Chromebook. Xander couldn't get a locker that worked. So they were both a little stressed of, like, are we going to get this stuff ironed out today? Also, some of the teachers were like, why don't you have a Chromebook? Like, I know, right?
What's wrong with people?
Xander's math teacher, like, almost made him cry on the first day because he was just really harsh with him and, like, what are you doing? Why don't you have this or that? And he was like, I just got here. I'm new. And he was like, that's no excuse.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So Xander was, like, all stressed this morning. Like, I got to get to school early. His homeroom teacher is that math teacher, and he was like, I don't know if he's going to let me go get my lock. I don't know. It was like, but at least they had an idea of where stuff was. Also, Lynette, what is this? Please explain to me what this is all about.
Mm.
This is the school's bell schedule. Okay.
Okay.
So they start with homeroom. On Monday, they have homeroom, first period, second period, third period through sixth period. On Tuesday, they start with homeroom. Then they have second period, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, first.
Mm-hmm.
And then on and on. Wednesday, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, first, second.
Why?
It's called a rotating bell schedule. Why?
Yeah.
Just to fuck with kids?
Yeah.
Just to be like, oh, I'm sorry. You know what? Middle school is not that hard. So we're going to step it up a little bit so that you every single day have to constantly think about.
Right.
What my next class is on what day. What, so that every day some kids could be walking in and then have the teacher go, you're in the wrong class
at
the wrong time.
Right. Of course, that happens.
What's the point? Do you have any idea?
I know.
Can you help me brainstorm what possible motivation? Can you think, Kaylin?
Kaylin, you any ideas? Idea? He's like, don't look at me. I'm Paul.
I don't know. I'm not the default, so
no.
Yeah. Don't ask me for that stuff like that.
Why would that be?
I don't know. But my kids have sort of, kind of something like that, where today's block day, so we only have second and then sixth period, fifth period. It flip flops and shit. I don't get it. I don't know. Why can't they just fucking keep a consistent schedule?
At least block schedule. I'll tell you the reasoning behind block schedule. Then you don't have every class every day, and you can have more time. Like,
okay.
If you have math Tuesdays and Thursdays, they have like an hour and 20 minutes to teach you math, and then they can give you homework, and then it's not due till math day.
Right.
Whereas if you're doing every class every day, you've got like 50 minutes, and then it's like once you get them in, start your session, and then you're like, wrap it up, the bell rings.
I've never had anything like that at all, ever.
But if you're going to have – if every class is going to be the same length and you're going to do all six classes in one day, why the fuck do you need to change around when you have that class?
I don't know.
Like, every day you have math first.
Right. I don't get it. I don't know. Mm-mm. Somebody's probably thinking right now, going, "Durr, you two." It means so that they, I don't know.
I got a lot of ideas for
this
school
already.
I bet it's
a dumb reason, too. Yes. Well, do you like
A, let's start a little later.
Right.
B, let's do away with this. What if I just come in like mafia?
Yeah.
Like, A, I got notes for you fuckers.
That's right.
Listen.
First things first, get rid of that bitch in the fucking, in the apparel department. Get rid of her.
But you know when you're like Wow. It's a bad day when, like, the PE lady is, that's my, oh, I got way bigger fish to fry, right?
Yes.
Like, I'm like, all right, I don't know.
Yeah. Right. Right. Wow. I mean, I'm excited to hear how they like it and how they're, you know, they get settled in.
Guess what? The counselor told me there are 12 trans kids at the school.
Really?
Yeah. There is a reason alone to be going to a different school.
Well, there you go. That's good. That's awesome.
Because I told the counselor, like nobody else, but I told the counselor and I was like, listen, I've just, you know, you're a safe person. I need to make sure that
right.
if there's any accommodations or things he needs to be aware of, like there's a gender neutral bathroom at the school.
Oh, nice.
Which a lot of kids use. Apparently there are LGBT clubs and they're like the hot item for
right.
joining.
Right.
Like
right,
tons
right,
of kids
right.
want to join that club.
Right. That would be interesting if he couldn't get in because it was packed with wannabes, you know?
Yeah.
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 Or
so,
whatever. But like, yeah. But no, that's good. I mean, a bigger school is probably – at first it's going to be a shock to their system. But I think for them, they're going
to – But what about me?
Well, yeah.
A shock to my system.
Yeah.
I'm the one with a podcast, Lynette. Let's worry about me and my mental health.
No, I think that they're going to settle in and I think that they'll get a lot more out of it. And I think they're going to make a lot of friends at this school. I really do.
So I pictured.
Because it was slim pickings at the other place.
I know, but I pictured like, hey, it's going to be like a movie, right? Like you're the new kids. People are going to be like, remember in Mean Girls where what's her name? Lindsay Lohan goes in for the first day and people are immediately are like talking to her and like she's the new girl.
Right.
My kids were like, nobody's talked to us. Nobody really noticed that we were new. The teachers did not go, hey, this is our new student.
Right.
They don't do that. They're just like, yeah, have a seat. You're new? Okay, why don't you just do your own thing while the rest of us do whatever.
Do they like their teachers? I don't like his math teacher.
No,
but
the math teachers, no.
Why is it always the math teacher that's the dick, too?
The worst freaking teacher.
Math is always hard enough. Do they have to give you the fucking asshole or the bitch?
Ninth grade, my teacher was named Mrs. Rossi, and she had like a black bowl cut. Like just the worst fucking teacher hair ever.
Yeah.
And I was a total cheater. I've told you this story. I could not understand math.
Right.
I think I had process. I was
me
like,
too.
I could not understand the concepts and it would make me so mad because I'd be like, okay, I understand that I have to use a formula, but I don't know why. I don't know. I can't remember. And I couldn't remember. You think my memory is bad now.
Uh-huh.
It was already bad. It was already started. Like imagine the where it started in like high school. I was like, how are these kids remembering this like five-step formula?
I didn't get it either.
So I wrote the formulas on my hand like any normal thinking person would do.
Right.
What fucking difference does it make? Listen, like I'm ever going to use algebra later anyway.
Right.
But why can't I have the formula? Nowadays, we let kids use their calculators.
Yes.
Those days, they were like, absolutely not. Everything has to be done in your head.
Show your work. Yeah.
So I wrote the formula and Mrs. Rossi, you know, I'm sure her name wasn't Mrs. Rossi. Who would marry her? So Miss Rossi came over, caught me, but she was like she was constantly waiting for somebody to cheat.
Like a shark.
I like how I become the victim here.
Yeah.
Oh, of course I was cheating.
Right.
What do you want from me? So she comes marching over, picks up my test. Is like, you're cheating, writes a giant zero on it, and then sends me to the office, which I was always going to the office.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, she was so mean.
Like, what? I mean, of course, yes, of course you're going to cheat.
Right?
But yes, but like with the math, I
kids,
don't know.
If you're listening out there, we get it.
Uh-huh.
Of course you're going to cheat.
Natalie's a cheater. She cheats in Spanish. That's about it.
They all cheat in Spanish.
They do?
Yes. They're all
She's
using
got
Google
a
Translator.
She's a Guatemalan nanny, though. Like, hello.
I know. They don't want to actually learn.
I know. She tries to memorize everything. And yeah, so we had an IEP thing, and the teachers, who they're like, it's still early, right? So they're like, you know, they go down the line on the Zoom introducing themselves. And yes, I have Natalia's in my class. And yeah, she's a very sweet girl. She doesn't talk. She's very quiet. But then when she wants to engage with it, she does engage. She led a meeting the other day in one of their groups or whatever.
Oh, okay.
I'm like,
good.
Oh, she's not. But she is on her phone. Okay. I knew something was coming. I'm like, this does not sound like my daughter. It's quiet. But I was thinking
she's
in my head.
Quietly on her phone.
Yes, exactly. Give her a couple, like, give her a month or two. She'll start mouthing off to you guys. Don't worry. It's coming.
Really. I was a cheater too, by the way.
You were?
Really? Oh, yeah. Big time.
Oh, my God. That's why we all get along so well. Big time?
Yeah. There was like the subtle cheating, which was like, instead of reading a book, they would have like, what were those calls? They were like the recaps of books.
Yes.
The cliff notes. Yeah. So you do the cliff notes. But then there was the kind of blatant cheating that I got caught for once in science class. French. I had to cheat in French because I was really bad at that. We had this like.
See? You had to.
I just had
the language.
And I should have failed it too.
I wasn't good at it. Of course I had to cheat.
I should have failed that class, and the teacher must have liked me and just gave me a passing grade for it. But we got these like two workbooks at the beginning of the year, and one of them had like all the answers to all the questions of all the pages in the back. And after the first year, I figured out that book was essentially the final. She would literally just take that book, and that was the final. So I ripped all the back pages out because I knew that she was going to make us turn it in, and she was going to rip all the back pages out. So before she could do that, I ripped them all out. And then she called me and said, "Why are all your back pages missing?" And I said, "Oh, my parents don't want me seeing the answers." And she's like, "Oh, that's very good. Okay.
Well, that's a very good answer."
Oh, my God.
So then I just studied the literal answers to all of like that huge thick book for my final. And, got like a C still.
Bad memory. See?
Yeah, exactly. That's hilarious. That was a good answer.
Oh, my God. This is the worst podcast for people. They're like,
this is a parenting podcast. All right.
We told you. We're not for advice. We're the anti-advice. We're not aspirational.
No. Don't make you second guess if you want to have kids.
We are failing at parenting, and we're here to tell you it's okay if you are too.
Right.
We hope you are too, so that we don't feel as alone.
Yes, and don't worry if your kids cheat; that's fine too.
Yeah, it's fine.
How else are they going to get through school?
I told you about when I wrote an article about LB. Did I ever tell you this? That I had written an article about LB cheating at playing Candyland. This is when I was like writing a lot of columns for things. So I wrote this thing that was like, hey, she was like five at the time.
Right.
And she used to, maybe four even. And she would put, so you know in Candyland, the ice cream sandwich is like almost the last treat that you get to. So you know when you're playing Candyland, first you get the gumdrop and you get to move forward to the gumdrop.
Right.
Well, Elby figured out, which I thought was so genius, that if she gets the ice cream card, she wins the game. She goes all the way almost to the end. So she would put the ice cream card at the top and then be like, I want to go first. Well, she didn't realize that it was kind of a win-win situation.
Yes.
She would win, but I would also win by shortening the game.
Right.
So I was like, and I wrote an article about it. Like, isn't she so smart? And isn't this a great, oh my God, people lost their minds. They were like,
serious? That's
terrible. You're letting her cheat. You think that's good. You're letting her cheat. You need to be correcting that behavior. Like,
God.
Like I was raising a little like sociopath.
It. Oh, God.
Like, sorry that my kid's smarter than yours.
Yeah.
All right. This is a really fun.
Yeah, very educational podcast today.
Listen, we have some wonderful Patreon $50 people to thank
for
being there. Sarah Dean hosts the Shameless Mom Academy. You want to feel less alone in parenting and you want actual inspiring, go to
– I love it.
Yeah.
I love
something different than ours.
Mm-hmm.
The Shameless Mom Academy hosted by Sarah Dean. Also, if you want some CBD for your doggies, they even have it for the dogs.
Mm-hmm.
I got to hit up Letty Molina.
Me too.
Because they make it for regular people too.
Oh, yeah.
For humans.
Yeah.
Letty.
Oh, yeah, Letty.
HempWorks, HempWorks.com/L Molina. Mary Fish is a realtor with Coldwell Banker Harris McKinney and Fawcett. And she does real estate in Northwest Arkansas. But she can also help you find a realtor if you're outside of the area. Just email her at M. fish at coldwellbankerhmf.com. Oh, we have a new, I have a new, oh, this is a good one. New, not sponsor, but.
Yeah, new Patreon.
They were doing this a while ago, but they're back. It's, and I don't want to tell you a lot about it, but it's BS in Education podcast. Mm-hmm. This is two teachers, listeners of our show,
yeah,
that have an anonymous podcast so that they can like give you the real deal and kind of trash.
That's awesome.
Some stuff about teaching.
Yeah.
Say some stuff that they would get in trouble for if they said it in person. So it's really good and insightful. BS in Education podcast. Yeah. And let's just do one more. My friend Julie Klayman, she's a therapist. She has you can see her live in Agora Hills. She is my friend. My daughter's friends with her daughter. She has over 20 years of experience. She really helps teens and kids with anxiety, depression, school issues, trauma, family issues. I'd go to her, but I know her too well.
Right.
So, and my kid knows her. Mm. But Julie, LMFT.com.
Nice.
Yeah. And we'll do the rest tomorrow.
All right.
You're a parent now.
Don't F it up.
Or just F it up. Oh, we don't care.
Go ahead. Don't listen to us.
Pluto TV is playing the biggest movies every night this summer for free. Watch hit movies like The Matrix, G.I. Joe Retaliation, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Scary Movie, Runaway Bride, and more all summer long. Check out the biggest stars like The Rock, Keanu Reeves, Tom Cruise, Julia Roberts, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and more. Plus, Pluto TV has hundreds of free TV channels in English and Spanish featuring TV shows, news, sports, comedy, and more all for free. Download the free Pluto TV app on your favorite streaming device, including Android and Apple smartphones. Pluto TV. Drop in, watch free.
Hey, you know what we need to talk about? OxiClean odor blasters.
That's right.
Listen,
the holidays.
We have a lot of kids between us.
Yes, we do.
And a lot of stinky kids.
Yeah.
And we both have dogs.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what is so helpful is the OxiClean odor blasters in your laundry. First of all, we have a comforter on our bed that Peepo sleeps on. Mm-hmm. And that thing gets stinky so fast.
Same.
So it's so great to have a product that I can just throw the comforter in the washing machine, add the odor blasters, and know that it is going to come out smelling fresh, because I'm going to put that thing right on my bed.
Yes, me too. Also, come Thanksgiving, you get that gravy, that juice. Cranberry sauce. You spill it on the holiday tablecloth, the linens, and easy peasy. Gets rid of the stains and it works great.
So don't forget to get your odor blasters before those stinky odors come home for the holidays. Visit OxiClean.com to learn more.
Christmas is the season of giving, but it can be difficult to know who on your list wants what. Save yourself the guesswork by giving the gift of choice. Whether you're buying for the foodie, fashionista, or homebird of the family, they'll love a Dunn Stores gift card. They can choose from everything we have in store and online, from fashion to homewares to groceries. It's the perfect choice to make this Christmas. Visit dunnstores.com for details. Make Christmas for everyone. Terms and conditions apply.